following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management of Visionary Related Entertainment.
I was drawn to a place in the sun where the ocean and mountain and sky
are one. Aloha, I'm Ori Kopelman here with my co-host Cindy Paulus.
Aloha, how are you today?
And I'd like to, before I go over who I am, I'd like to do the definition of Mauitopia, which is the name of the show. Mauitopia will be an ideal utopian society of the future, a first of its kind place in the world on the scale of over 100,000 people, where thanks to technology, all of us have our survival needs met of food, clothing, and shelter, while pursuing our individual self-actualization. A place where we'd find true happiness by each contributing our unique gifts to the community. A place where we can all coexist in peace and harmony, with no crime, and where we can all help each other grow and succeed. Mauitopia's free market economics will be based on regulated capitalism and make the island a real paradise, Maui truly no ka'oi. In Mauitopia, we all win as we serve the rest of the world as a model of the society of the future.
Yes, and Ori has quite an interesting biography. He spent 25 years helping companies develop technology rapidly. He's lived on Maui for 20 years. He's founded a management consulting firm in 1992 in Northern California. Global Brain taught clients worldwide its QRPD, that stands for Quality Rapid Product Development Methodology. This resulted in companies thriving through developing products in half the time and at half the cost, with substantially less pain, less corporate dysfunction, and more profit. A former Silicon Valley executive as vice president of engineering, Ori helped Mountain Computer grow tenfold in 6 years to 500 employees. He taught at Stanford University's Continuing Studies Program and at Berkeley's Extension for 15 years. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical and Computer Engineering with distinction from Stanford University. Having grown up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and in Israel, Ori speaks English, Hebrew, German, and French. He was a high school state tennis doubles champion. Ori spent a decade with the Rotary Club of Maui and chaired the polling station in Kula for several elections. Ori is engaged in personal growth since 1990, including meditation, and believes in transformation through heightened awareness. He attends Grace and Unity churches on Maui and lives with his wife Sally and cats Eva and Calvin in Kahului. So,
Thank you, Cindy. Excellent.
I should have that memorized by now, but
that's okay. It's long.
Yes.
This week's Mauitopia show is called Are You Ready? Three simple words. Are you ready? I loved watching the Olympics. It was really a beautiful way to compete for achieving excellence. The world had 88 countries compete in Sochi, Russia, and 188 countries will compete in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, in summer of 2016.
Wow.
So the question is, are you ready to achieve a new kind of excellence on Maui with a new kind of politics?
There's also the question whether Rio de Janeiro is going to be ready for the Olympics.
Well, and, you know, they had the same question about Sochi,
yes, they
ended up being ready, right?
Barely.
Barely, exactly. I still have the closing ceremonies recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't had time. Me too, so, yeah.
But I think they did a pretty good job overall. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are we ready to achieve a new kind of excellence on Maui with a new kind of politics? Because I think it's going to take that to take Maui to a higher level. I mean, as we know, it already is. I've lived here 20 years, and it's pretty darn good already. And people come from all over the world because they think it's paradise. And it is pretty much paradise, but I think it could be even better and possibly even Mauitopia. So to change the politics, one that is not money and favor or payback-based, but idea-oriented. If we're going to do that, you need to tell five people to register to vote by July 10th of this year. You can download a form for permanent absentee voting. It's at http://hawaii.gov/elections/voters/registration.html.
Oh, good luck in remembering that.
They won't remember that.
No.
But the easier way to do it is just go to hawaii.gov/elections, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to find it. So tell, if you would, five people to register, and more importantly is to tell 10 people to vote, because in the primary election, as Cindy knows, we are pathetic.
Yeah.
One of the worst in the nation.
It's embarrassing.
I think, 20% of the people?
It's discouraging and embarrassing when
yes.
you see the turnouts, yes.
Exactly. And, you know, in Australia, it's the law to vote. You have to vote.
But that you can't have that in democracy, unfortunately.
There's exactly. No,
in democracy, you can't tell people they have to vote.
Right. And Linda Lingle actually believed in that as well. So we have, it's your freedom of choice to vote or not to vote. But what a better way to do something for the community.
You know, I was thinking about this as you were reading it, and what occurred to me is that there might be some people, well, we talked about in the past what keeps people from registering. One is that they don't really feel they make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a complete lack of faith in politics and the political system and don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
A lot of people don't follow the news and don't care about the news and don't even care about what happens with the government. Now, I mean, I'm just saying the last one that we didn't mention before, which occurred to me as you said this, is that when you do register, then you do get in the pool to have to be a juror as well. And it is sometimes, I have to just say for my own thing, I know people say it's your duty, but if you're working and if you are self-employed, it can be a very
it's hard.
You can lose money.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually lose money. I mean, I know wedding individuals, I mean, who have had to cancel gigs and, you know, that if you're working and you can't make that money, what do you do?
I remember one year I was in Santa Cruz, California. It was about 30 years ago. And the judge warned all of us that if we get picked for the jury, it's going to be probably a 6-week trial
mm-hmm.
because it was a murder trial.
Mm.
And
that's a lot of time out.
It is a lot of time. And I mean,
most people don't take 6-week vacation. You're lucky if you get a 1-week vacation.
Exactly. And I was young and just started my career, and it's like, I may end up being taken away for 6 weeks. Turned out the guy committed suicide before the trial began.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Yeah, so I got off. But
yeah, but no, I mean, there's all kinds of ways people say they try to get off and do, you know. But it is just a factor, and I mean, there's probably no way around that. But I do think that there's probably a percentage of people
that don't register because they want to avoid jury duty.
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought
you only get on jury duty if you got if you registered with DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles.
No, I think it's your ballot when you register to vote. I think that's what. But I didn't know. That's a good point.
Hmm.
They also pull from your registering when you register your
yeah.
car. Oh, well, then you really are kind of stuck, aren't you? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay,
I think they're going to get you one way.
That is not okay. Then that's the other thing. I did not realize that. And everyone's got to register their cars.
And it's more of a, do you want to participate in the community?
And the answer is most people don't.
Well, the whole idea is you came to Maui to escape the community, right?
Right.
To get away from the craziness.
And I have to say, I mean, I do have compassion and understanding for that, you know?
Yes.
And I also have great compassion for the people who decide to be a part
mm-hmm.
of the community of people who want to vote, and who even more for people who want to run for office because it's expensive. It's very time consuming. I think I have the most compassion for the people who are already in office
mm-hmm.
because I don't think most people realize how much time it takes. If you really were to look at any of even the council people and the mayor, if you look at these
all
schedules.
All time consuming.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, Ari, there's no way I could ever put in the course of a day what these people, the time they do it really is serving. I mean, serious serving and a huge, and you're never, never off duty. When you go to Costco.
Everybody knows.
You go to Long,
yeah.
You're out there. People want to stop and talk and complain
right.
and do what, you know. So it is a huge, hard thing to do to run for office. So anyone who's running, I have a lot of respect for them, actually.
Well, and hopefully that includes me because, as you know, I ran 4 years ago and I'm about to run again.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I already pulled my papers, but I'm still...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I need to... And I even have 15 signatures, which you need in order to be nominated. But they recommended getting 30, just to make sure that if there's a problem with any of the 15,
oh. I'll and have... And they have to be 15 registered
yes,
voters,
yes, they have
I
to
imagine.
Be registered, mm-hmm. and everything has to be right about the registration,
right.
you know. So hopefully I'll have... I think I have 20, so I'll... in fact, they had a picture in the front page of the Maui News of a woman who just filed her papers... for mayor. And I looked at that and I thought, boy, I should probably go
yes.
ahead and file. And
she's the only one who has, I think, right now.
Who has
right?
filed.
Against, yeah.
yeah, at this point.
Against Alan, yeah.
But obviously Alan will file yeah. again and a number of other people like myself will.
Some wait till later. They'll,
yeah, some yeah. people decide at the very last second. Anyway, so we definitely want to get people registered and to actually vote. And as you know, voting, again, the preferred way to vote is by mail, because I think
yep.
people have more time to really consider mm-hmm. the issues.
I like to ruminate. I mean, I take it and I put it out on my table. I leave it out there. I go to it. I look at it. I come back to it. And it can be confusing on some
right.
of the ballot issues. Yeah.
A lot of times, it's hard for me to figure out, is it a yes or no I
yeah.
want to vote on it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah. yeah. No, it is. And it is a serious thing you have to take seriously. And so, and a lot of people don't understand that you're not voting for a party.
Mm-hmm.
You're not voting, you know, for, you're voting for the person and what they stand for.
Which is something I like here, because the mayor's race, for example, is nonpartisan.
Right.
So it's not Republican or Democrat, it's, you're just running as a nonpartisan candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's step one. Now the other thing is, are you ready to do what you love for work and are qualified to do? And this is a major paradigm shift, and I know it requires a leap of faith, as we all have bills to pay. And obviously that's the first thing we have to do. But part of creating a utopian society is one in which everybody's doing every day what it is they love to do for work. And I think that's possible.
And on that, you know, that's the ideal. And I think it's, I know someone who's very good at actually coaching people on this, Alan Cohen. Do you know Alan?
I do know Alan.
Yeah, Alan does workshops actually trying to encourage people. To take that step. And it's a big, risky step for some people.
Absolutely.
To have the security of a job, even if you don't love it, is a big deal. And, you know, you never really know if you're going to go off on your own, what it's going to take and how successful it's going to be. So a lot of people, of course, have two jobs on the side, and some have three jobs.
Right.
I know quite a few people that have three jobs. I'm sure you do too, right?
Yes.
And if you have a family and three kids,
mouths
you know,
to feed.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. I mean, you know, then you really got a lot of responsibility and pressure on you, you know.
Do you mind letting me pay
no,
five for a second?
No, you didn't have the whole thing. So it is it's a big step. And the other way, I mean, that I think in Mauitopia, a lot of spiritually people, oriented people actually have learned to love wherever they are at any moment and any time, even if it isn't a job they necessarily think they love, they just change. Mm-hmm. If you change your mind, you can change the way you see anything. And if you change the way you see something, you can learn to love any place.
Right.
Right.
And in theory, life could be good in any case. However, mm-hmm. again, if we're talking about doing what it is, I think almost you were meant to do.
Yeah. Then that's your purpose. I mean,
your purpose,
your life purpose.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a whole
And that's why,
story.
In yeah. fact, on the page I was missing was I was suggesting that if you want to be an airline mechanic and there isn't a job available for that,
mm-hmm.
choose a job that's a stepping stone,
mm-hmm.
like be a car mechanic
mm-hmm.
and eventually go to airline mechanic school and become qualified for that. The last thing is, are you ready to create and live in a utopian society here on Maui?
Mm.
In the society, again, there's never been a society of over 100,000 people that's utopian. But what I would want it to be, I envision it being, is a society in which everybody is happy, excited about life, and not that we don't have bad moments or even days, but overall, the society as a whole, again, we have 150,000 people, overall, plus 30,000 tourists a day, but we're not going to talk about them right now. It'll be contagious. They'll get excited too. And so all the people will be happy, excited about life, and where we all cherish all of each other's non-criminal behavior.
Well, what if you started with a little Mauitopia commune, Ori? You could have your own little, you could make a little, I mean, you know, we're going to flashback here. We're going to have a flashback to the 60s. And Taylor Camp, remember Taylor Camp over there in Kauai? They had a little commune society.
Yeah.
And I have to say, if you want to use that as a model, it's really interesting to see how some people in the 60s were starting these co-op or communities. It was a big thing, you know.
Sure.
Let's just do our own thing. Some were nudist camps. Some
right.
were just getting stoned all day.
Yes.
And some were growing their own, you know. And they all had, but they all ended up making kind of their own rules. And even within these utopian type societies, issues came up that they never ever expected to have come up because they thought they were creating a new model of the highest order for living. Right.
Yes. Well, and again, the smaller communities, a utopian community on a smaller scale has been tried.
Yeah, wasn't the book written on utopia, right?
Well, modern utopia was written in the 1600s, utopia was written in the 1600s, and modern utopia was written in the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been utopian communities like the Shaker communities in the Midwest, as well as some of those communes that you're talking about. Again, what I am talking about here is to create a society of 150,000 people, a much larger scale, because the prototype has been done on the small scale.
But were they successful?
Well, they didn't last.
They didn't last.
No.
Why didn't they last, Uri?
Well, possibly because they weren't big enough.
Or possibly it was something that was impossible for everyone to actually do. Because of human nature, the human condition, the fact that we have this ego.
Right. And some of it might be
you
timing.
You can have an ego tax. Now Utopia, you're going to tax anyone when their ego gets out of control.
Right. And at the same time, it could be a timing issue. Like the Berlin Wall did fall.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have guessed that 20 years earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes, I think, for a utopian society of 150,000 people. Maybe its time was not right 20 years ago. And maybe it's not right now. I mean,
Atlantis and they all, you know, they all tried.
We've had numerous prototypes.
Keep trying. You got to keep trying, right?
Go ahead, Gary, and play the song because I think we are
ready
now.
Are you ready?
It made me think of that song, People Get Ready, There's a Train A-Comin', you know, the Sam Cooke song?
I don't remember.
People get ready, there's a train a-comin'. You know, you don't have to. You can get on board.
That's a very good point, because I think this whole thing of higher consciousness, or what we're calling that, started in the 60s, right? The New Age-ish movement.
Part of it, yeah.
And
yeah.
Part of that is, I mean, here we are 50 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready? And hopefully...
Well, if you could bring back Bob Marley, I think that might really induce a lot of people with the help of a few drugs. But and if you promise to allow people to smoke marijuana, fuck a Lord, that might bring a lot of people
on board,
too.
Didn't the legislature just vote that down?
Did they vote that down?
I think so, in
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
There goes
that form of utopia.
Well, we may not be completely ready yet, but again, I published this book a few years ago called Creating Mauitopia, Making Maui a Real Paradise. And it's available on the web for free at mauitopia.org. It's a small booklet, maybe 20 pages long. And in it, I talk about what is utopia, why Maui, people think Maui is utopia, why it's not, and how we can make it utopia.
And people can get this at your website, right?
At mauitopia.org.
And they can just download it?
Download it for free.
For free, okay.
Yeah.
Free is good.
Free is always good. And I did print like 3,000 copies of them, and they're all distributed. They're somewhere in Maui. But it's available online. And again, I had come to the conclusion that in order to help lead this effort, I would run for mayor. Because hopefully I would be able to have enough of a voice that some of the ideas of creating a utopian society would in fact come into practice and be actually get done. And again, I'm not expecting this to happen overnight. And we've talked during the show about different steps that people take, whether it's doing a random act of kindness or whatever it is. But we can slowly but surely, hopefully, again, in my lifetime, which is only another, less than 100 years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know, but, you know, the Aloha principle, I mean, everyone embraced that, and it is part of our whole state. And I love seeing more of these practice Aloha bumper stickers and all kinds of Aloha bumper stickers, of course. So, I mean, I don't think you'd have any argument if you were, you know, just said, let's all live with the Aloha principles.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
I agree with you.
How well we do it's another story, because, I mean, believe me, I've been trying, and I can't get it right yet. But you still set
we
that as
stumble.
Your intention. Yeah, you set that as your intention. And you learn from every time you don't make the mark. You learn, and that's what this planet's about to me. You learn every time you
miss the mark.
Every time you miss the mark and you fail, you learn actually more when you fail than when you succeed.
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of degree. Because one of the things I think is if you have wars and you're actually killing each other to learn your lessons.
That's the old model.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Thank you, Cindy.
That's the ancient Piscean model.
So we don't need to kill people anymore to learn our lessons, right? So we could just learn them in more benign ways, right? Softer, more aloha.
I think you'd even not only have people totally agreeing with that, but they would take you to the next step of don't kill animals as well. There's quite a few people that would agree with you on that one here. Would agree with that principle, including, I think, Bob Marley. But
did he not eat meat?
Oh, it's part of the reggae flow, just not eating meat. If you go to Jamaica, you have a lot of great vegetables.
I've been to Jamaica, but I didn't know they don't eat meat.
It's part of the philosophy.
Well, Gary asked me about my birthday, and I ate for the first time ever antelope meat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. with the antlers?
No antlers.
No antlers. Antlers as a side dish.
And it's grown in a farm, I think, in Texas.
Was it good?
It was very good.
Was it good?
And I've had buffalo before, and I've had deer, but I just wanted to see what it tasted like.
So with the deer and the antelope play, you've had those two of them. Of the home on the range. Okay.
Right.
Now, I mean, for me, that's important, but I also, knowing many vegans who are almost fascist in their philosophies, and I certainly do not agree with the PETA philosophies where you're going to have violence against people.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, this is the problem. When people believe in something too much, they take it to this extreme.
Yes. Yeah, we can't kill animals, but we can kill people.
Yeah, it's like, wait a second, you know, it's a violence thing. You're going to be violent against people because they're killing animals. It's like, wait a second, you know. I mean, so there's this thing is, and I think we keep refining and refining our good intentions till we get them working right.
And again, hopefully it'll shift one quantum leap in my lifetime as far as people learning their lessons, which I agree with you. We're here to learn lessons. And we will miss the mark, but hopefully it won't be as far as fatal. We'll get another shot.
That's a good lesson, too.
Well, we've learned that already.
I mean, not only that, it makes you a martyr, and you could really probably go further in your philosophy by dying for it. But we don't want you to do that. I'm not going to suggest you do that.
Thank you.
Okay, we're not going to crucify you today.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Although I do think this might be a good time to open up the phone lines in case somebody would like
wants
to chime
to crucify
in.
You.
Yes, please feel free to crucify me on the air.
Phone.
Yes.
I think you're pretty good about that. You don't mind people's opinions.
Well, I try. Thank you.
The number is 242-7800. That's 242-7800. And I have to say, you know, we love people's input. And whether you agree or disagree or have a sense of humor about it or want to just state what you think about what the perfect Aloha-topia or Maui-topia would be. But Aloha-topia, I think a lot more people would say, oh, Aloha-topia. Hey, why don't you make Aloha-topia bumper stickers, or should I? I mean, anything with Aloha sells.
Aloha, yes.
Aloha t-shirts, Aloha. The Aloha sells, you know. People love the Aloha. Are you going to do bumper stickers for your campaign, Ori?
Probably.
You are going to?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Are you going to have a flag?
No.
Just
no flag.
Bumper stickers. Well, that's good. And what's your theme for your campaign?
Ah, well, I actually have the, finally you should ask. The next page is the platform. Why am I running what I believe in? So I'll just read it. The first point says, led by an efficient and effective county government run like a business.
I like that. I mean, who can argue with that, right?
Yeah, so in other words, you won't just get a... I just forgot what I was going to say. If you're asking for... you're going for a permit, mm-hmm. right? Like, for example...
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, the permit. Okay, you just did a push... Push a button, say permit.
Right. They'll say, okay. Oh, we'll give you a permit someday. Now, we're going to have...
And years later.
Like in business, we have a deadline, right? We will give you a permit in 90 days or whatever it is, right? Anyway, so...
You can actually do that?
Well, that's... you can do that.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't know that was possible. In Maui, I didn't know that was possible.
With good leadership, things like that should be possible, mm-hmm. including even on Maui. And again, we're not trying to work people to death. We're trying to set reasonable mm-hmm. expectations.
Well, you just gained a lot of people right there on that point.
The second thing is to promote individuals earning their living by doing what they love to do and thereby serving the community and the world. Number three, encourage home-based businesses to facilitate raising children. Not just raising children, quite frankly.
And there's a lot already doing that. You
that's
know, it's
right.
Just they have to do it under cover and, you know.
Under the law.
Under the law.
Which
break
is ridiculous.
The law. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
And
darn it, just make it.
I have to say the homeschool children I've met are some of the most intelligent
right.
children I've ever met in mm-hmm. my life. Not that there aren't great schools there. There are. I mean,
right.
I don't, you know, we have some wonderful schools.
Right.
But I have to say that homeschool children I've met have been brilliant. The only problem with this, of course, is how they integrate with the rest of society, which is an issue because sooner or later they're going to go to college or something else,
right.
and they're going to have to deal with the group.
The rest of the people.
And it sometimes it's hard to make that change from I've seen this be a point. If anyone, I mean, on this point, I would love to hear people's mm-hmm. point on this because this is an interesting issue.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the number is 242-7800. Do you think that homeschooled children can integrate with the rest of society as well as kids that have to go to school? There's so many issues, I have to say, in the country right now, not as much here in Maui, but you still have to be careful, in the country with kids who go to school getting shot or being subject to violence or being subject to bullying and being subject to terrible, you know, criticism and bad habits, mm-hmm. you know, et cetera, or getting sick more. That this is, I think that more and more we are going to be seeing more homeschooled kids because this is a problem. I mean, the issue with this that's a problem is when you have both parents or if you're single family mother or father, you can't necessarily stay at home and do that. So that's a big
issue. My mother
issue.
Actually saw that early on. She ran a nursery school at home
mm-hmm.
for like, I don't know, like a dozen children. And so I was kind of homeschooled for nursery school. But then, of course, I did go to, you know, public elementary school.
Would you have preferred being totally homeschooled, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either because I didn't like most what I have to do in school. I mean, mm-hmm. I really never fit in because I was in Beverly Hills, and
right.
it's hard to fit in Beverly Hills for someone who's Christian and doesn't dress as well as the other kids. So I didn't fit in, but probably that made me try harder.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard for me to comment because, again, not to brag, but I did go to high school, 555 students, and I graduated number one.
Wow, that's okay. impressive. That's which, okay. You can brag about that.
Yeah, which was good. And
yeah.
then that allowed
Where was
me
that? In
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And it allowed me to get into Stanford University,
mm-hmm.
and I graduated top 10% of that class,
mm-hmm.
which really helped my career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to look back and say, well, I wish I'd been homeschooled.
Yeah, no,
you know?
Well, 'cause what you had worked.
Yeah, exactly.
What you did worked for you, right?
But on the other hand, there may be another path that may also have worked for me, like being homeschooled. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's a fascinating issue, I think. I mean, and this is something I think in all of the world, and the United States especially, with our terrible problem with violence in schools, is going to have to. I'm sure there are parents out there that are thinking of this more and more when they see what happens in schools these days.
Right, and the next item on my platform here is to put an end to crime so we can all feel safe and allow our creativity to blossom. And again, this has never been done, but to completely put an end to crime. Now,
how do you feel about gun control?
One of the reasons I think that we have a chance to do this is because we already have the least amount of violent crime in the nation.
Do we really?
Yes. We have the highest amount of property crime,
but
the lowest amount of violent
crime.
And obviously it exists, and you read about it in the newspapers and stuff, but...
And you know what's scary, Ori? Some of the worst amount of crime that we have in Hawaii is violence against women and domestic violence. To me, a heartbreaking truth. I mean, I won't even go into the kidnapping, but there's some people that feel that might have been the case there.
Right.
But, I mean, when we have the crimes happening here in Aloha Land and it's your loved one that's killing you, you know, or beating you up, that's sad. That's really sad.
Right, and there's an example of something where I think the consciousness may have shifted in the past 50 years. Like, many, many people these days have been taught NVC, or nonviolent communication, whether they're male or female, and hopefully instead of being violent with each other, because let's face it, husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, it's very natural to get into a fight. But hopefully they can use NVC instead of violence.
Well, I don't think most people that we're going to find on Maui have been trained in nonviolent communication.
Not most people, but a percentage.
And the ones who may need it the most probably aren't. You could have that as part of Mauitopia in schools. I would go for that. If you could teach nonviolent communication in schools,
that should be part of my platform.
I would think it'd be a very, very valuable thing for people to learn.
I like it. The next item on the platform is to make smart decisions for now and long term. So, obviously, when it comes to reserving coastal land, you know, rather than developing. In fact, didn't we just see in the newspaper somebody got permission for another 600 houses? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously, you want to have some amount of development, but you want to keep some amount of open space.
Well, the Land Trust has been doing an amazing job with that.
I agree.
To applaud Lucy and the whole group of people that do the Land Trust. That's Jonathan Starr's wife is working on that. And it's amazing. Not only we were a model on Maui for that, and then it got integrated into the other states, and they're following it suit, and they followed suit already in Oahu. And it's set an amazing
precedent
for people going, yes, this is working.
Right. And I think in many ways, Hawaii and Maui specifically, we are at the vanguard of how people are seeing to do things, not just money-oriented, but that also integrates things like the environment, which obviously is a huge factor for us. I mean, that's why so many tourists come here.
Yes.
Including myself 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Next item, value every member of our society, including the disabled and our hopefully gracefully aging senior citizens who now live longer and can actively contribute to our society.
That's a big problem. It's a big problem. I just was talking to the people at Halemakua and the head of the hospital up in Kula, and that's going to be the topic of a show tomorrow at noon that people can hear, because we are in a collision crisis course with history and what's happening with the baby boomers aging and aging people who don't have enough money to take care of themselves if they have to have assisted living, which is so expensive no one can really afford it. So I'd say 90% of the people can't afford it. So it's a huge problem. And if you could even try to cope with that one, that's, I don't know.
It needs to be addressed.
It has to be addressed.
Right.
It's going to break our economy if we don't address
this. The good news is a lot of us are living much longer.
Yes.
The bad news is we have not figured out how to deal with that.
Right. Because
we live longer, we get more diseases that people didn't even know about.
I think it's something like 35% of our economy is being spent on the aging population that has problems that can't take care of themselves right now, that don't have the money to take.
That's over a third of the people.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse.
As we keep aging.
As we continue to age.
So obviously this needs to be part of what we are dealing with. The last item on the platform is that item 7, promote an exclusive society of inclusive of everyone that models the society of the future as we create Mauitopia, or as Cindy likes to call it, Alohatopia.
I like Alohatopia. I'm sorry. That's my term. I'll patent that, right? I'll own it.
All right. I won't okay. get in your way.
Okay.
Now, this next sheet talks, and by the way, if anybody would like to call, we really would love to hear from you. It's 242-7800. I know everybody's very shy. I know I was when I called in, but we would love to hear anything you'd like to contribute, whether on homeschooling.
You have to give things away these days. We've trained our audience. They only call in if you're going to give something away.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Well.
Oh, this is it's got to be more than your book. Not really. We have to now give away like, $100 or something for people to call. No, this is the reality.
Yeah. Well,
this is the reality.
Busy.
People call in when they get something for free.
Right.
Lunch with Ori. Here we go.
Fine.
Lunch with Ori.
Yes, go ahead and give it away. at a restaurant of their choosing.
Ooh, see, people would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they'd like even more just a lunch on their own where they don't have to go lunch.
So they don't have, I know, they don't want to hear my babbling.
They just want lunch on their own.
So here's why I believe I can lead the creation of Mauitopia, and I do believe that my wealth of business experience will play into this. I have the vision described in the booklet that I published in 2010 called Creating Mauitopia, Making Maui a Real Paradise, which is available for free again at mauitopia.org. I have the business experience to manage and lead projects and organizations. I plan to model the county government, and again, this has never been done, so it's something I'm hoping to be able to do, like Mauitopia, where everyone does what they love to do and are qualified to do. I believe I'm smart enough yet compassionate to allow me to find solutions that meet society's needs. I have experience making good decisions, and I'm determined and young enough to achieve a big dream such as the creation of Mauitopia. Now, I don't think I'm as young as I used to be because now I'm 52, but
It's still young.
I think so.
Yeah.
When did Ray Kroc found McDonald's? Wasn't he like 55?
I think he was old. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that was 50 years ago.
Yeah. No. I mean, you know, there's a lot of politicians that still, I mean, how old is Hillary going to be when she runs? 70 something?
Isn't she
70
old?
Years old when she?
Yeah.
We don't want to say old because there's a lot of people who are 70 listening.
Right.
But she is going to be
old relative to the past.
I think she's going
right.
to be 70. No, maybe 69.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 69 when she runs for office. But this is not unusual. I mean, you know,
now,
John McCain was.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there
remember
many,
when Ronald Reagan used that in the debate? He said, well, I'm not going to allow my opponent's
age
yet to be an issue in the campaign.
Yeah.
Which was really funny.
Very political statement, right? Very, very well-phrased statement.
And again, I don't think it should be an issue in the case of Hillary.
No, it shouldn't be. I mean,
not based on that.
The real issue is going to be that people are going to use against her. She's a woman, and her past with Hillary with Bill, but that they won't say so much. But
right.
That is going to be the
and
issue.
Again, that's a national issue. So,
yes. But it hasn't stopped us. I think I have to applaud us the fact that we have been very open to women here on the islands.
Exactly,
I think it's been something.
We've had a woman mayor and a woman governor,
and I think we do have a pretty good representation in politics of
mm-hmm.
women. You
right.
know, not perfect, but it's getting better all the time.
We have a call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. Who's this?
Hi, I want to have lunch with Ari.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Get someone to take lunch. Where do you want him to take you to lunch?
No. It's going to have to be his favorite place or just someplace marvelous.
Well, what's your favorite place, Ari?
Well, you may want.
Oh, we're not going to. You're not going to say Mama's Fish House, are you?
Because it's not. It's Paia Fish Market.
Oh, that's very good. Do you like Paia Fish Market? Do you like? Yeah, Paia Fish Market is very good. I like it. Fresh fish, right?
Yep.
You can't beat that.
Honest to God, I used to fly over 150,000 miles a year, and I'd come back to Maui every 2 weeks, And my first trip stop from the airport was the Paiea Fish Market.
Wow. Well, yeah. That says something.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. We're going to have to let Gary arrange this so it can really happen. We're not joking. We mean it, right?
Sure,
Ori?
Of course.
We mean it.
We promised it.
Yeah,
and
we promised it.
I had my hands in the dishwasher, in the sink. I apologize.
It's
in
okay.
the sink when I heard, and so I had to dry my hands to call. But no, lunch with Ori would be great. And I have another question about amnesty and about his model county government, and about the amnesty of the Hawaiian land.
Interesting point. Interesting point. Yeah. Very good. So phrase the question of what you think of about that.
Thank you. Oh, you want me to?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or?
Phrase the question so specifically he can right. answer that.
All right, all right. Let me say, 2.5 years ago, I believe it was, there was a vote on these islands, and the vote was won. 235 to like 180 something for the amnesty of the Hawaiian government to be able to reestablish itself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did not know at the time, nor have I really invested. I've talked with a lot of politicians, but not so much to find out the nitty gritty of what does amnesty for the Hawaiian do. You know, I heard a reference that like the Native American Indians up in the mainland, like they have their amnesty to do, make their own laws, have their own land, protected rights, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And so I was only hopeful, like Maui-topia hopeful,
right.
that hopefully the Hawaiian Islands, in their win of their amnesty from the United States, hopefully, I don't know.
Was that part of, were you thinking of the Akaka, you were thinking of the Akaka bill, but see the problem with this is not a mayor, Ori's talking about mayor. Running for mayor, you would have no ability as mayor to address that. That's a state and federal issue. So you would have no control over that as mayor. That has to go. And that's part of the problem because then you have, when you take it to the state, it's a much more complex situation. And
well,
then
the
you get the federal.
State would be marvelous.
Yeah, the, and then there's federal government. It's, and you know, Akaka had that, you know, you tried for how many years?
I don't know.
Was that
a long
not
time.
10 years?
Yeah.
He was trying for that, to get that through. And I think one of the biggest things that people really were hoping without saying was that they could have bingo party, they could be gambling, that the Hawaiians, that they could do it. I mean, you know, no one really wanted to talk about that, but that was like, oh my gosh, does that mean that the Hawaiian people could open gambling parlors and get rich? So, you know, you don't want to, and then it's like, well, we don't really want to go there, do we?
Right.
But had you ever, what would you think about that? If you were the head of the, or backing, or they were talking to you as a consultant for the Hawaiian kingdom, would gambling parlors be allowed?
Personally, I say not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sorry. My family here on the islands, they have their little gambling, their little poker parties they go
right.
to, and they have just as much fun. That's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it really brings down the mentality of our people, I
yeah,
think.
Exactly.
And so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's an addiction to.
Oh, you know what?
You know?
It's so true. Yeah. And I just heard, and it's so scary, they just made a rule that at gambling parlors, they will now take in all of the slot machines, they'll take your debit card. So now, well, they didn't before. So now they'll have these people who are gambling
right.
addicts completely cleaning out their bank
accounts.
Account
yeah.
with the debit card being now accepted from their bank. And that's sad.
This is one of those things, one of these what seemed like a good idea that really has really bad side effects.
But if you talk to some of these Native Americans, and I've seen some of them who are doing so well with it, I mean, some of them are really, really making
or
a lot
casinos.
Of making, oh my gosh,
yeah.
are they cleaning up, you know, and they have more money than they ever could imagine.
And it might be fine because they have a large enough state, let's say, that
mm-hmm.
they can put a separate gambling, you know, area for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk about just the island of Maui, I mm-hmm. don't see how we could have
I can't see a Maui-topia gambling casino. Can you?
No.
Exactly.
That would be hard.
Yeah. Maui is way too pure
yeah.
for all that chaos and greed. That's just my opinion, of course.
Yeah, no, I'm in
agreement.
Well, it's wonderful that you called in and that you're listening. And, you know, who would have thought that you'd be able to call in and have a lunch? And this just was really literally off the top of our heads. But I think it's going to be interesting. And I think Ori might come back with some very interesting new ideas after having lunch with you, right,
right.
Ori?
Absolutely.
And what's your name, dear? Do you want to give your name?
Yes, my name is Claudia.
Claudia, great. Well, we're not going to ask for more information. We're going to give you Engineer Gary because we don't want to have your information out broadcast over the air as far as how we contact you or Ori contacts you about this. We're going to give you back to Gary and we'll get the information. We really are happy that you called in.
Well, thank you. I didn't want to miss your show. I was just so anxious. I heard you were going to be on from 1 to 2 on Thursday, and I was like, oh, I have to make that one.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful.
I love both of you folks, and I have great, great hope for the islands, and especially Maui.
I think we all do, you know. I think at the heart of everything, I think we all do, you know. And that's one of the most beautiful things that will really help save our island and make it a better place always is the love that everyone has for Maui. You know, I mean, there's
right.
such deep love here. And hopefully that will always be the tipping factor over greed, right?
There's definitely a special feeling in the air.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's nice. That's nice. See, I told you, you give away a free lunch.
You were right.
You know, it's like,
now I feel bad, though, about offering another free lunch.
Oh, but you could always. You could do that.
We still have 10 minutes.
Well, no, but you could always do this as part of your show is offer. But, you know, then you have to say, does that mean Mama's Fish House? Or does that mean, I mean,
you know,
then you'd have to,
I have to be honest. What I tell all my the friends who come to visit Maui is they definitely should go to Mama's Fish House mm-hmm. and have an appetizer at the bar.
Yeah, I like their appetizers.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful location. It's something they should not miss when they come to Maui.
It is an experience, and most people experience it when someone else is taking them there for a birthday or an
right.
anniversary or
and
something.
I've been there, I've eaten there, but again, that's not where I choose to go for the most part.
But I have to say their service and their view is unbeatable.
Unequal,
and,
I agree.
Yeah, their people are just marvelous. And boy, they've been there forever. Kat and that's her nickname, and her dad just have been there forever doing the best job possible. And you know what's interesting? I mean, you want to ever talk about our economy? You can't even get in for lunch. I mean, unless you book in advance, they're sold out. Mm. They're sold out for lunches and dinners a lot of time in advance. So that says something about people enjoying quality, I think, you know.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean,
and they've gotten the publicity over the years.
Yeah.
They're in all the books. And
speaking of that, did you hear, I guess, Mala Wailea, Charlie Sheen and his new fiancé were at Mala Wailea the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm not as much of a star watcher.
You're not? Oh, okay. Well, you know, but it's just like, it's just under the radar. It's like, okay, yeah, there's always stars.
We have tons of them who come to Maui, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's tons that live here.
Right?
Yeah.
At least part-time.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Part-time. Because Maui is no koi.
Absolutely.
I mean, Maui's no koi. And it could always get a little better.
Exactly. I agree.
And I think I have to say, Ori, this is an interesting platform. When you go through it like this, these are some interesting points. And I know at the heart of the matter, and dare I say this, because I love being positive. I don't know if you'll be able to win, Ori.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I lost once already.
but the idea is, I think all of the ideas that we put out there that is putting out ideas that are for the good of the island and for the good of people, it is an interesting proposition. Mm-hmm. And it's not really on this case about whether you're going to win. It's just like what you're putting out there to throw into the ring and the arena for people to consider, I think. Am I wrong? Is that
That's correct. And actually, if you look at history, and I've studied lots of history, people have put out their ideas that they didn't personally benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
But they did in time get
it get incorporated.
Incorporate, exactly.
Right,
into
right.
the society.
Right.
And so hopefully the Mauitopia or Alohatopia idea or concept will in fact get incorporated into the society, and maybe I won't become the mayor.
The 100th monkey, which we talked
exactly,
about before, that was Ken
right.
Keyes. Yeah, I mean, if you start like you are, talking about it and get me thinking about it, getting other people thinking about it, people, whether they make fun of it or whatever.
Right.
It's out there, and if we all start doing that loving kindness or whatever is good off this that we can do, if we even just register to vote, you
right.
know, then there's some good that's coming from this.
And
there's no harm when there's good. Unless someone violently doesn't like good coming. But so, you know, one of the things that you brought up, good point, is people go out there, get registered to vote. Usually it's a little closer to the deadline for registration when you start seeing people at some of the public places to take registration. But I do encourage people to be part of the system.
Right.
Because it makes a difference. Just thinking that you can make a difference and that you do care enough to get registered helps the overall caring part of our whole society, I think.
I agree. And again, they've made it easy enough by doing the vote at home, right? That they mail you a ballot. In fact, it's a permanent absentee ballot. So you sign up for once, and that's it for life, unless you move. So at that point, you'll just get a ballot in the mail for every election for the future.
And, you know, it's funny, I have a friend who's from, she doesn't live here, she lives in Arizona, but she was from, I think, Australia, and she just became a citizen, and on her Facebook post she says, oh my gosh, I now get to actually be a part of the system because I got called to jury duty. And she was very excited to be a part of it, and I had to go, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed, it's the last thing in the world I'd want to do, you know, but if you're new to the system, and if you're coming in from somewhere else, you kind of embrace this as part of democracy.
Right.
And we kind
you
of
participate.
If you're part of democracy, sometimes you don't appreciate what you have until you lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Go live in a country that does not have democracy. Remember what Winston Churchill said? Democracy is the worst system in the world, except all the rest.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at what's going on in the rest of the world and what these people in Ukraine and people in Egypt and the people, everyone, people in Syria are all fighting for. They would love to be able to have
exactly.
a real democracy instead of what they have to do and what punishment they get if they protest against their system. You know, it's life and death in some places
exactly.
in the world, you know. So
we have to remember to appreciate how good we have it. And again, we're talking about Mauitopia, which will be another step above
yeah.
even that.
And then going back to your basis of the show, which is very interesting, are you ready? I mean,
mm-hmm.
because part of people, if they aren't ready, you know, then it's just like, well, then what are you waiting for? The next question. If you're not ready, when? If not now, when? Right?
That's right.
Because if you're not ready now, you know, for things to get better, when are you going to be ready?
And again, this is a quantum leap better.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea has existed in history. So in closing the show, I would like to say that I'm Ori Kopelman, with my co-host Cindy Paulus, believing that the right people live on Maui and are ready for a new kind of politics to do what they love for work, or maybe they're already doing what they love for work, and ready to create and live in a utopian society, or Mauitopia, or as Cindy has coined, Alohatopia, here on Maui. And that's the end of our show.
Aloha.
Mauitopia.
I was drawn to a place in the sun where the ocean and mountain and sky are one. It is part of a much higher plan, Maui Man, where the upcountry slides to the sea and the rainforest waterfall shouts melodies. Under stars at night he touched my hand, Maui Man.
only the critters in vortex embrace.
With today's Island News headlines, I'm Gary Forsberg from the Visionary Radio News Center. GMO labeling bills will not advance in the state Senate by an internal procedural deadline this week, diminishing the chances that labeling will be passed at the legislature this session. Two bills that would require the labeling of genetic